and themic music by Bach, Wacht auf, Sleepers Awake, with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Good morning, it's Classical Music Time on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. We'll have a George Frideric Handel Concerto Grosso next on KPR, plus a harp solo and a Haydn symphony. If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle sitting around on the street that you hope your neighbors don't complain about, well, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio also comes from The Crystal Image, hosting an open house event celebrating 21 years in business, now at a new location at 11th and Kentucky in Lawrence, Thursday, September 18th, 4 to 6 p.m. Here's the Handel on KPR. The English Chamber Orchestra, playing a George Frideric Handel Concerto Grosso, the third one from Opus 3. Next is Baldassare Galuppi, Sonata for Harp. And coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, at about 10:20, in about an hour from now, we'll hear a second symphony by an almost forgotten Russian composer, Kalinnikov. Also, after 11, Scaramouche by Darius Milhaud and Yuzha Wang, soloist in Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini. It's a great morning for music. Glad we're enjoying it together through Kansas Public Radio. We are KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and kansaspublicradio.org. You know, whether your passion is for unbiased in-depth news, beautiful music, or fascinating conversations, you can feed your passion right here with KPR. Show your passion for KPR and the programs that feed your mind and news that matters. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you so very much. That was some harp music by Baldassare Galuppi, Sonata in D Major with Sarah Schuster Erickson, the harpist. Good morning, it's KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU, on a beautiful late summer day. Let's check that updated forecast before we hear a Haydn symphony, number 102 out of his 104 that he wrote. Today, despite a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon, it should ultimately be mostly sunny with a high of 89. Tonight, that same chance of rain. Tomorrow, about 40% chance with a high of 88 expected. Support for classical music on KPR this morning comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics, Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net. And from the Merck Co-op, providing locally sourced food and products each and every day. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence and 501 Minnesota in downtown Kansas City, Kansas. This is KPR. That's Franz Josef Haydn, one of the London symphonies. The last 12 of his are called that. That was number 102, Sir Neville Mariner, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, here on KPR.
It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition from NPR, here on KPR. It's 10 o'clock. Next, we'll hear a splashy piece. Well, I think she arrived in a ship. The Arrival of the Queen of Sheba from Solomon. Music of George Frideric Handel. Before we hear some Czech classical music and then some Russian. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Also, KansasPublicRadio.org, and you can listen through our app or tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Support for News Next on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The arrival of the Queen of Sheba, arriving to test Solomon and all his knowledge. That was Handel's music, played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Next, some Czech classical music, a sinfonia from 1772. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. And from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. The Baroque Orchestra of Orfeo, now with Josef Myslivicek, Czech composer, Sinfonia on KPR. By Josef Myslivicek, Sinfonia from 1772, with the Orfeo Baroque Orchestra on KPR. It's about 18 minutes into our 10 o'clock hour. Good morning. Support for the classical music here on KPR comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU Channel 11, local public television. This is KPR. That is the Symphony No. 2 by Vasily Kalinnikov. And he is a composer that, well, he was known in his time, but he's not played very often, is he? At the time, he's called sometimes the forgotten Russian romantic. At the time when Tchaikovsky and Mussorgsky and a number of other Russian composers from the Romantic era are frequently performed to wide acclaim, not very often do we hear from Vasily Kalinnikov. Symphony No. 2 in A major, and it was played by the Ukrainian National Symphony Orchestra with Ted Kushar directing. Stay tuned for music by Dvorak. We'll have a fun rondo for cello and orchestra in just a few minutes. Also, Scaramouche by Darius Milhaud on KPR.
Author Angela Flournoy says the family we choose for ourselves is just as significant, sometimes even more so, than the one we're born into.
You tend to have these moments where you have to keep choosing. You have to keep choosing to be a part of this friendship.
I'm Elsa Chang. Flournoy discusses her new novel, The Wilderness, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for that story, and many more, of course, starting at 3 for All Things Considered, right here on KPR. Updated forecast again says now it's a slight chance of showers between 11 and 1 this afternoon here in Lawrence. And then a slight chance of showers after. Mostly sunny, otherwise with a high of about 90. That chance for rain is 20%. Same percent for tonight, but it doubles for tomorrow when for Wednesday we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 in the morning, and then a chance of showers between 10 and 1, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 88. We're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1, Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute, all making up Kansas Public Radio, or KPR. It's 1101.
And environmentalist, Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages for salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive tomorrow through Sunday. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org. This is KPR from KU. That's a rondo for cello and orchestra by Dvorak, Antonin Dvorak's Opus 94, with Dmitry Yablonsky, cellist and director there with the Russian Philharmonic. Next, we'll have an English production of music by Johann Christian Bach, and then Scaramouche, and also Yuzha Wang. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Love Garden, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in downtown Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And from the Topeka Symphony, kicking off their new season with Don Juan, Saturday, September 27th, featuring the piece by Richard Strauss and including a 2025 Van Cliburn winner. More at topekasymphony.org. Next on KPR, Johann Christian Bach's Sinfonia in D Major. The English Symphony Orchestra now on KPR. With the English Symphony Orchestra playing Johann Christian Bach, one of the Bach sons, Sinfonia in D Major. Next we'll have the Scaramouche, and then young pianist Yuzha Wang. And a last look at summer with a Frank Bridge Suite for Strings a little after the noon news. It's about 11:23 right now. And also this afternoon, enjoy Mendelssohn's first cello sonata and an enchanting piano concerto based on an ancient Syrian theme. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff on KPR. I'm Cordelia, with you until noon. Next, here's the Scaramouche. It's a suite for two pianos by Darius Mio on KPR. That's the Scaramouche, suite for two pianos by Darius Mio, the Paratore brothers, Anthony and Joseph on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 26 minutes before 12 noon. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike. For unlimited admission to the zoo year-round, details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. Next is a recording from 2010. of Yuzha Wang, pianist, with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra, led by Claudio Abbado, for the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, written by Sergei Rachmaninoff on KPR. A recording that Yuzha Wang made with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra about 15 years ago, after her first recording in 2009. Claudio Abbado there with the Mahler. That was Sergei Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini on KPR.
And they still find a way to make it.
Morning Edition from NPR News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Join us in the morning between 5 and 9 a.m. right here on KPR. It's 12 noon. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Jeff Watson's in, afternoon news and Stardate. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day, and you'll enjoy some Maypole Dances from Marymount by a Nebraskan composer, Howard Hansen, coming up. Also, there's been another weather update, but we still have the same chances for rain, 20% for today, tonight, and then it doubles tomorrow. Today's high should be about 90 and tomorrow's high about 88. It's Kansas Public Radio.